Can you lift your hand wherever you are? Just give him some praise, a blessing. Tell him how good he is. In your own words, tell him how good he is. You are such a good God. You are such a good God. You are such a good God. Oh, Mande Sokabahai. Ikenderiara Mandoro Sataya. Shila Mambre de Boko Sanana Mambre de Lambra de Boko Sanamanda Yakaza. Lembra da Bako Sanamambre de Kazata Nedemunda. If you have a prayer language, pray in the Holy Ghost. Mahande de Mosa Kandede de Munda Dan Yakinide. Lekende de Amamore Kende de Yamando Sekedea. Imbola Sakande de Amandoro Sakande de Ya. Ilamambo Marade Soko Mahalala. Radabame Kederia Namambo. Shalama Morada Sato. Yekederia de Mokosa Katanie. Loparia de Koza Namando. Ikaniele Morate Sorama. We worship your name, O God. We worship your name, O God. Hey, Mahande de Rebo Sakara. Hey, Jehovah. Mahana da 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 boba Sakada. Hey, Makodai. Ikababora da Sata. Hey, glory to God. Woo! In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't hear you. I said, hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said in Psalm 47, verse 1, the popular scripture we love in this church, it said, clap your hands, all ye people. It said, shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Woo! Glory to God. 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 Woo! In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You usually know in a stadium, you usually know the winning side. How do you know the winning side? The winning side is the shouting side. Are you on the winning side tonight? Are you on the winning side tonight? Let the devil know. Let the devil know. Let the devil know that you're on the winning side. That you're on the winning side. That you're on the winning side. Woo! Yes. 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 In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. I like that it said we are shouting not with the voice of tension, not with the voice of anxiety, not with the voice of apprehension, because there are different kinds of shouts. When people want to, when cars want to collide in an accident, the people shout, yekwa. It's a shout, but that one is a shout of fear. That's the shout of calamity. But they said that's not the shout you are shouting. Your own is a shout of triumph. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. A shout of victory. Woo! Hey! Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shake your neighbor's hand for me. Shake your neighbor's hand for me. Congratulate them. Hallelujah. As you take your seat for 1 minute, praise God. I can't hear you. Praise the Lord. If you're outside, give me a wave. Give me a wave. You're outside. Let me see you. Let me see you. Give me a wave. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Don't worry. This anointing is going to reach everywhere. Not just inside here, not just in the compound, but all over this community. This same anointing is going to touch lives everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Sick people everywhere are going to get healed. Breakthroughs are going to happen everywhere. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. How many of you realize that we've been on some kind of auto cruise since like towards the end of last year? God has just been blessing this house. And I want to challenge you, especially those of you that are members of this house. Listen, God is real. Are you here, somebody? I've done this for close to 25 years now, so it's too late for anybody to convince me otherwise. God is real, and I've seen him lift people. I've seen him bless people. So I'm challenging you today to follow fully. What did I say? Follow fully. Because many people come around God, but they never fully commit to God. And because of that, they never fully get blessed. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus. So my challenge to you is to do what? Follow fully. This thing works. This God is real. And listen, the way they designed this thing, you are not meant to only hear other people's story. They say, you taste and see for yourself that the Lord is good. This year, you will not share other people's testimony. It is your own testimony you will share. He said, taste and see that the Lord is good. See, God will come through for you. I say, God will come through for you. I don't know who you are and what you are facing, but I'm here to tell you because on the integrity of God's word and the integrity of his reputation, God will show up for you in the name of Jesus. You might feel hopeless, you might feel helpless, but the God that we serve, the Jehovah that we worship, I say he will show up for you in the name of Jesus. Your story will not end in shame. This year, nobody will give you sympathy. You will not be a case for sorrow. You will not be a case for pity. In the name of Jesus. So follow fully. Commit yourself to the dictates of the word of God. Commit yourself to the instructions that come from the altar of God. Hallelujah. This thing is too real. And I don't know your need, oh boy. See, I don't need to know your need. I know the supplier. I know the supplier. Because as we are all here, thousands of people, we all have thousands of different needs. It doesn't matter. The supplier says, I am the bread of life. Do you understand? On Sunday, those that were around, we looked at the fact that bread is used to mean what? Sustenance. He said, give us this day our what? Daily bread. So bread is what sustains. Are you here, somebody? Bread is for sustenance. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life. That means, look, in this life, anything you will ever need, he said, through me, it can be supplied. He said, my God shall supply what? Any need you want to have, this our God can supply it. He's the great supplier. Tonight, the heavens over your life will be open in the name of Jesus. And whatever is yet lacking in your life, I decree shall be supplied in the name of Jesus. I am the bread of life. It's not agege bread. It's not bafu. He's saying, look, whatever you need to be sustained in this life, I will supply it. Through me, if you have me, if you have me, if you have me, in the reality of it, or not that you do religion, not that you just go to church for everybody's going. If you really have me in your life, he said, I will sustain you. Are you here, somebody? Maybe it's ideas you lack. Maybe it's creativity. Maybe it's wisdom. Maybe it's favor. Maybe it's connections. Whatever it is you lack. Maybe it's husband, wife, health, healing. Whatever you lack, the bread of life is here today. What is his name? You didn't shout it like you know him. You didn't shout it like you mean it. You didn't shout it like you are sure. Hallelujah. with excitement, with joy. Please welcome my brother, my friend, God's servant, Pastor Nathan Abasi. You can do better. You definitely can do better.
Clap your hands, all you people. Clap your hands, all you people. And shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Jehovah. Jehovah. Can we sing his names tonight? Hey, Jehovah. I learned a new one tonight. Supplier. Hey, hey, supplier. 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 Hey, Ramashai. Hey. Say supplier. Sometimes you go to buy fuel, you drive in and they say no fuel. Sorry, no fuel. Sorry, no fuel. Because the people who supply them don't have. Who supplies this one? He's unlimited. Hey, supplier. Hey, supplier. Hey, supply. You are my supplier. Supply. Sing a new song unto the Lord. I believe in singing new songs. So can we stay on this a little bit for 2 minutes? That word, that short word, bless me. And if you are someone who loves the word, you would have caught it. Supplier. If you want peace, Ide. If you want joy, Ide. If you want peace, Ide. If you want joy, yeah. If you want love, yeah. If you want Pekin, yeah. If you want marriage, yeah. If you want children, yeah. If you want job, yeah. If you want house, yeah. If you want school, yeah. Hey, if you want strength. Hey, supplier. Choir, let me tell you one of the job description of a psalmist and a scribe is to be able to have the skill to take the word of the Lord, Rhema word, and put it in music form and sing it until it happens. So you guys must learn when your pastor is talking, you listen with extra ears. I was sitting there and I caught it. And when you keep singing it, the Bible says the word became flesh. Then as you sing it and it gets to saturation point, you will begin to experience him in tangible form as supplier. Are you ready? Can we push supplying God a bit? The God that supplies a bit. Can we push it tonight? Hey, supplier. Hey. Supplier. Some people only supply, but they don't manufacture. This one is the manufacturer, he's the supplier, he's the wholesaler, he's the retailer. Say supplier. Hey, hey, Jesus. Hey, supplier. Hey, Ramasha. Supplier. Oh, Ramasha. Hey, supplier. We're singing the song of the Lord tonight. Supplier. Rabba Solomon. Yara. You came here tonight and the doctor said you have low sperm count. I have good news for you. Jehovah has it in excess supply. Supplier. Hey, yalla basai. Upon 1,000 hills are mine. The silver are mine, the gold are mine. So you came here broke. You have no money. You have a project, but there's no money to start. Say, supplier. Hey. Hey. Supplier. Unlimited. Hey, supplier. Hey, palabas. Hey, rabashala. Hola base, supplier. Hey, hola base. Let me paint a picture for you. Jesus said, "You worship who you know not." So worship is fueled by revelation. That's why you have to read the word. He said he spoke fish into being once. Generations have come, eating fish. Fish has not finished because he's unlimited. He did not need to go back to say, let there be fish. Because he's supplier. Hey, supplier. Hey, you are my supplier. Sing it unto me. And that's your spirit. Supplier. Hey, supplier. Revelation enters your spirit, then you will not be moved by the news. They said there are no jobs. How can? They say everywhere no job. That's not your business. He can manufacture one for you right now. Supplier, supplier. You are my supplier. Say Jehovah. Jehovah. Hey, Jehovah. Jehovah. Hey, Jehovah. Maybe your own is spiritual. You say, I said, I need more anointing, and I need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Philippians 1:19 talks about the supply of the Spirit. The supply of the Spirit. Supplier! Supplier! Hey, hey, hey. Supplier! Hey, supplier! Grace! Mercy! Hey, supplier! Hey, hey. Rabba Shalamando! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Supply! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Hey, supply! Hey, Rabasho! Hey, Rabo! Oh, Rabasaya! Repalabasaya! Oh, Rabasaya! Hey! Hey, supply! Hey, Rabasaya! Oh, Parabakoria! Stay here a bit. Can I move here a bit? 2 minutes. Can I stay here a bit? I remember years ago, my general was here. You know, when I'm Pastor K and Pastor M will understand this. When you start ministry newly, you know, they will suffer. That's why you don't join the people on social media who attack your pastor for being blessed. About pastors. When they were hungry, when they will go home and there's no food, and then they will turn it to fasting, they were not there. And he said they will go home, there's nothing in the pot. And then they will just say, God, true story, God will tell them, you know, I can't even remember the story, whether he tell them, maybe there was small food or whatever, and God will tell them, don't look at it, just eat. And the food won't finish. Because there was a supernatural hand. Do you know you can speak to your bank account and call supplier to enter there? When you get home tonight, enter your room, enter your kitchen, you don't have food. Call his name as a supplier. If you have your ATM cards here, just take it out. Take it out. Take it out. Take it out. That word bless me. Let me tell you, this is how I live. If I share my testimonies, you run. you are going to wave it and call supplier. By this time tomorrow, by this time tomorrow, the same way God sent the raven to feed the prophet, we decree strange phone calls, strange alerts. Hey, Elabashaya, Eparabashaya, Lepapapaya, Erabashando Loboko, Erabalaba. Erabashando Loboko, Erabalabashaya, Eraba, don't sing yet, Erabashaya, Erabashalamandoya. Say supply, supply. Your job for years, no promotion. Get ready, promoter. Hey, promoter,
promoter.
Hey, hey, promoter,
promoter.
Hey, the Bible says he can take a man from the dunghill and set him up with princes. He can set up kings and bring down another. This is for those who have stayed in one spot for too long. They bypass you every year. You are due for promotion. We are going to invoke that name right now. Promoter!
Promoter! Hey!
Standing trial or whatever, query or whatever, for what you did not do, and you came here with your heart burdened. Can I give you a name tonight? Defender. Hey, defender. You how to war with songs, so this is how you do it. You stay there, stay there, stay there. until it becomes rhema in your spirit. Until you believe that it has happened, you stay with the same song. You stay there. So you're going to go home in your car. You are saying supplier. You wake up at night, you are singing this song. You go to your office, you are singing this song. I'm giving you a song of the... I'm giving you tools, weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Supplier. Pastor Kingsley, I told you when I come, we said it as a joke yesterday. My God, we said it as a joke yesterday. I didn't know I was being prophetic. We said it as a joke. That place. You know that place? The next place from this place. The way the money will come. The way the thing will be settled. I believe I gave... I don't know how to say this without sounding proud. God gives anointings to people in the body of Christ. Paul said, I long to come to you that I might impact upon you spiritual gifts. So God gives grace to men. So there are some people who walk around with the grace of prosperity. And they come into a place and they preach a sermon or they sing and that thing opens up. There are others who come with, you know, strong deliverance anointing. There are some who come with strong soul winning anointing. But there are some people who come with an open heaven breakers anointing. By the grace of God, one of the anointing of my life is open heavens, is breakers anointing. We go into terrains and we open it up. We open it up. Let me announce to DCC, that place that God has given you, He has already settled it. He has supplied it. He has supplied it. I say He has supplied it. This is the word. Hey, listen. Pastor K, the next time you go there, don't just go. When you enter that land, you know when you enter that land? Carry some people, just these guys. Do like you are just enjoying yourself. You enter that land, do like you want to check it out. You know what you do? Hey, supplier! Hey. Just for your church. As your church is, so are you. It means that businesses are about to expand. That's what it means. The anointing flows from the head through the beds, the skirts, and down. So it means that as this ministry expands, that your own life is expanding. Supplier! Hey! Your body and it's making you feel very sad. It's a plague. It's an infirmity. You've struggled for years. I have good news for you. My healer. Hey, my healer. My healer. My healer. last time, for the last time, say supplier, supplier, shout, shout to the Lord with a voice of triumph. Unlimited supplier, unlimited supplier. Hey, 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 supplier, shout to your supplier. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, yeah, love us, yeah, love us, yeah, love us.